We're halfway there. Step number 6 is align with the prospect and provide a cushion. Align with the prospect and provide a cushion. In other words, they've now told you this is the real objection. The first thing you want to do is put them at ease. Do not just answer their objection. If way over here, as soon as somebody gives you an objection, you just jump on it and attack it. Even if you're successful in handling the objection, they don't feel heard, they don't feel respected, you don't know their motivation, you know nothing. And that's how 99% of the people try closing. They memorize a bunch of closes and they jump right on it. Take your time. You're learning about this human being. And hopefully you're not looking just for one sale, but you're looking for a long-term relationship where you got a friend and potentially a large number of sales in the future and a large number of referrals. The more you know about this person, the more power you're going to have to influence them in a positive way. So what do? Align with the prospect, provide a cushion. In other words, make them comfortable. So all of a sudden we have this person here, and how do we align with them? They go, look, it costs too much. It just does. What do you say? You say, I, he, they often. What is I, he, they often? You can say, I often hear people say that, or I've often felt that way myself. Or people tell me all the time that it costs too much, because you know what? It does. It's a large investment. You're right. How does it feel to have somebody absolutely confirm that you're right? Does that feel different than somebody says, hey, you're wrong. I know you think it costs too much, or it costs too much sometimes, but... See, that never works to convince somebody. If it does, it's always short-term. See, words like but are common words that salespeople use that destroy sales. How do you feel when somebody says to you, I like you, but... I appreciate you, but... I respect that idea, but... That's a good idea, but... I'd like to buy a but. Anytime you use the word but, anything you said before that, you just negated. And it's a habit that many of us have. Now, it's useful to use it on yourself. If I say to you, I really want you to do this, but now that I think about it, let's have you do this instead. That's useful. I'm negating myself because I want you to focus on something new. However, or but, what happens when you do this to someone else, when they give you an idea and you say but, is you've negated them. And no one wants to be made wrong. Your job as a salesperson is not to go around destroying people's beliefs. Some beliefs people have are so strong, they would rather die than give them up. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody and you knew that they knew they were wrong, but they wouldn't change because they're just like, it was a strong held belief? Have you had to deal with that before? Have you ever been guilty of that? Of course not, but probably people you know. The point is that what we want to do as professional salespeople is know what this person's beliefs are and align with them. So two ways of turning the objection, or excuse me, aligning with the prospect and making a cushion. One is say, I, he, they, and give them examples that other people too have felt the same way and that they're right. Give them that. That immediately makes them relax. They're not up here with their dukes ready to try and fight you. The other three phrases that you can learn to use are very powerful, and I talked about them in my book, Unlimited Power. They're called the agreement frames. The agreement frames. And there are three phrases that if you use these, well, let me ask you a question. If I could show you a way to never, ever have to disagree with a customer or client again, never disagree with them, and yet still express honestly what you believed was right, would that be useful? Yeah. So you'd never have to have one of these again where you're pushing back and forth? That's what I'd like to show you. And the three phrases of the agreement frame are, I appreciate and. I appreciate and. I respect and I agree and I'll show you how to use these, but jot them down for starters. I appreciate and, I respect and, I agree and. These three phrases, as simplistic as they are magical in how they can transform somebody from fighting you to being aligned with them and getting them to see your view simultaneously. And the secret to them is you basically acknowledge a human being sincerely. Now, how does this work? Well, let's say somebody has an objection. It costs too much. If you go, no, it doesn't, scumbag, that rarely builds rapport. So that's one of these. Instead, what you need to do is align with them. Instead of fighting this, you want to be on their side. So what you want to say is, listen, I appreciate how you feel about that. And, or instead of fighting, you go, I respect how you feel about that. And, or, I agree how you feel about that. And. Now, you can always respect, appreciate, or agree with one of two things that the prospect has said. You can either appreciate, respect, or agree with the feelings they're having. You go, but wait a second, Tony, I don't necessarily agree with them. You can appreciate them. Listen, if you grew up with their values and their beliefs and their background, would you probably feel the same way? It's highly likely, isn't it? So you can at least appreciate or respect their feelings, or you can appreciate, respect, or agree with the intent of what it is that they're saying. So an example of that would be, you say, listen, I really appreciate the intent of what you're saying. The intent is you want us to represent ourselves in a way that's fair, and you want to get a fair deal for you and be fair to us. And I think that's more than admirable. Immediately there's alignment. And you may find, if you look at it this way, that it is fair. I don't know. Let's take a look. Now, will that person be able to hear you? Is that different than saying, you're wrong, or that's true, but? There's a huge difference in how people respond. Boy, if there's any word in your language you should become hypersensitive to, it's the word but. The process, then, is learning to align and not fight. Learning that when somebody gives you an objection, they are not your enemy. They are your friend, and they're trying to give you some feedback about some questions that are in their mind that they don't feel like got clear answers to. That's what we're really doing. So the whole idea is make them comfortable. Be on their side. Do not. If you fight them, you show that you're not a professional. If you fight them, you have just limited your income for the rest of your life as a salesperson. That's a pretty strong statement to make, and it's true. So hear me. If you fight prospects when they give you objections, your income and your career have just been limited. If instead you see it as a chance to dance, two energies to align and redirect, then you've created for yourself a future that's well beyond the average salesperson, an opportunity to play at whatever level you want. Whether that be just being the best in your office or being in the 250 club, either way, the possibilities are there if you learn to align and redirect. It's the most important way to influence, with your children too. Hey, I hope with all the things you've been learning here in this course, you're not just applying to business. Think about it. Your kid comes and says, this is how it is. If you fight him and go, no, that's not how it is, I'm your dad, you're not going to persuade them. You might for the moment stop them, but you're not going to persuade them. Well, the best way to do it is go, you may be right. Let me take a look. Well, what do you see about that? Yeah, I can appreciate that. And what if we looked at it this way? What do you think about that? And they're willing to hear you because they feel appreciated, respected, and agreed with. Now, beyond step six, once they have the cushion, we've given an emotional cushion. Other people feel that way. We're aligned with them. We're on their side. We're no longer back and forth from across where there is the customer and here we are. It's no longer like that. Instead now, what's happening is we're aligned. We're in a position where we're on the same side right now, connected. So here's what we're going to do next. We're going to turn his objection into a question. We want to turn this person's objection into a question. How do we do that? Well, the simplest way to do that is, now that they're comfortable, all you want to learn to do is learn a phrase to say, and that phrase is this. That brings up a question. They say, it costs too much. And the reason I say that is because, I've been to other places, and this is just more expensive than anybody else. I hear that from a lot of people. You're absolutely right. There is a large investment here. I appreciate how you feel about that. And that brings up a question. And the question is, in spite of blank, 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 and there you list the challenge, in spite of the cost, isn't the real question that, is it possible for you to be able to get much more benefit than what you're investing? Isn't that really the question here? Isn't the real question, can you get enough value to more than justify buying? Isn't that the real question? If the person says yes, you've just done something magical. You've turned an objection into a question. Now, why is that valuable? Well, because you can't answer objections consistently, but you can always answer a question. See, if you watch politicians and debates, it's pretty fascinating what they do. Somebody asks them a question, and they don't answer it. What they do is they take the objection or the input, and let's say they say, the person says, the bottom line is this person's out of integrity. And the guy will say, listen, the real question here is not whether I'm out of integrity, but why this man has to continually attack my integrity in order to try and push himself forward in the polls. That's called reframing. That's taking somebody's objection and turning it into a new question and making people focus in a new way. Remember, questions are the genesis of human focus. If you change the question, you change the way people experience things. In other words, what you want to do is you want to change their focus by turning it from an objection, which is this hard, real thing, into a question. Does this make sense to you? Yeah. So how do we do that? Again, we do it with a simple phrase. After we've aligned with them, we go, I can appreciate how you feel about that, and I respect what you're saying about that. And what if we look at it this way? Or I have a lot of people tell me that. It is a major investment. And that brings up a question. And the real question, I think, is can you get, in spite of your concern, can you get much more value here than what you thought you could get? Or in spite of your concern, will you get what you really want by making this investment here? Won't you get that? Isn't that the real question? Or somebody says something like, I just don't have the money in the budget. So that's an objection. That's pretty hard to change, isn't it? If you say, well, you do have the money in the budget, that's not going to work. If you go, well, can't you find it somewhere else? They may go, well, no, because I just don't have money. Because in their mind, there's this objection. There's this thing. There's this wall called there's not enough money in the budget. How do you deal with it? Number one, you do what? Ignore it. Number two, what do you do? Listen and hear them. Number three, what do? Feed it back. Number four, what do? Question it. Say, I'm sure you've got a reason for saying that. Why do you say that? And they say, well, the reason I say that is because the bottom line is there's only so much there. Yeah, okay, well, I hear that a lot with companies I deal with. A lot of companies have already spent their budget for the year, and yet they still want the service. And I can really appreciate the pickle that puts you in. And I think that brings up a question. I guess the real question is, not what is your budget, but the question is, how can we make sure you get the benefits of this program right now? Isn't that really the question? Or the real question is, how do we organize the way we go about this in a way where you can get the benefits you want in spite of all that? Isn't that really the question? Once they say yes, all you have to do now is answer that question. All you have to do is now the focus is on how do we go about doing this so you can fund it. Does that make sense? Gosh, if there's anything I can drive home, it's this. And so we're going to have you practice this over and over again where people are going to give you objections and you're going to turn them into questions. Because this is a skill that whether you want to be a great politician, a great parent, a great persuader of any type, being able to take some input and turn it into a new question so the focus goes where you want it to go is a skill that most people do not have, and the few who do direct and influence the people around them by using this. Turn objections into questions. So another example is how can we handle XYZ and give you the benefits that you really want so you don't have to suffer anymore through that process? A good way to ask a question is to open the hurt again. Make sure you're following me on this and stop for a second and refocus. If you're going to turn an objection into a question, why not make the question simultaneously remind them of their problem and their motivation to buy? So somebody says something like, gosh, I'd really like to do this, but I don't have the money. And you've gone through all the processes, and now you're back and go, I hear a lot of people say that. And you say, and that brings up a question. And the question is, even though you don't have the money, if you don't do this, won't it cost you a lot more? The real question is, how do we find the money so you can get the benefits now? Isn't that really the question, how to find it? Because you really want it, don't you? Well, yeah. Great, so the question is, how do we go about doing that? That's the question, right? Yeah. Now all you have to do is work on a strategy. It's no longer an objection. It's a refocused question. And the way to do it also would be to say, see, wouldn't it be important then for us to find out how you can do that so you don't have to go through the suffering anymore, so you don't have to be this far overweight anymore, so you could begin to change your goals now and not have to go through what you went through yesterday? See, if you can tie to the objection as you change it into question some pain, you're going to motivate that person to want to change more rapidly. So how do we take people's objections and turn them into questions? What would be another good example? Well, let's say somebody comes to you and they say something to you like, well, I can get it for less money over at Mr. Jones's place. How do you deal with that? Well, you deal with it like any other objection. You ignore it in the beginning, you go through the whole process, but when you finally get to the point where you say it's reasonable, then you say, I can understand your concern. And I guess the real question is, would you benefit more from our plan despite your concern about the initial investment? Isn't that really the question? So again, what you're doing is focusing them on the benefits rather than the concern. The whole purpose of saying that brings up a question, the question is to get them to now focus on benefits instead of concerns. I said that twice because I want you to hear me on that. So whatever question you come up with, you say, I hear you, I know, appreciate, I respect, and that brings up a question. And the question is, in spite of that concern, isn't the real question whether or not we can really meet your values, really meet your needs, really be able to produce the results you need? Isn't that really the question? And if we can do that, isn't that really the question is how to do that, not whether or not we can? So in other words, what you're doing is reframing someone's focus. That's the whole purpose in these steps. So let's stop right now and let's again apply this. Let's see if we can immediately apply our ability by coming up with some objections you normally hear and let's turn them into some questions. Go to work.